The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Say I love him.
I love him.
I love him.
Yes, I love him.
I can't take much more. Would be so nice if I could do something wonderful and good.
I could use a break today.
Send some love and happiness my way. I could use some good news.
Good news.
I've seen a lot of broken hearts, seen a lot of pain, been through some dark days, I know about rain, people struggling every day, just to make ends meet, yeah, in a world of plenty, still people living on the street, be so nice if we could. Here's something wonderful and good.
I could use
a break today. Send some love and happiness my way. Yeah. I can use some good news. And make it a world
a better place.
I can use some good news.
Good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
When I turn on the TV,
I could use some good news.
Good news. Oh yeah.
Good news.
Yes. When I listen to the radio,
oh yeah.
I wanna hear.
She could use some good news.
That I'm on is bad news. When I turn on my radio, I wanna hear good news.
Oh, oh, yes.
When I pick up the newspaper, I wanna read some good news.
Good news.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really do need to hear. Can't take it no more. Touch my heart to hear
good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Good news.
Mm.
Good news.
I really, really appreciate some good news.
Good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
From the White House, I wanna hear.
Good news.
I can
hear the good
news. Too many hungry people.
Trouble of this world. soul.
Soon I will be done. 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 Soon I will be done.
The trouble of this world.
Soon I will be done.
Lord,
soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done.
You know, there are too many people trying to take care of other folks' business. And they can't even take care of their own. But what you need to do is take 6 months to mind your own business. And 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. All I'm trying to say is,
sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep around mine. Try to sweep around my life. Now this is what you do. You smile in your neighbor's face and you talk about them behind their backs. Y'all know you do that. But if you found out they were doing the same thing to you, you know you wouldn't like that. Well, tell me this.
Who are we to judge what other people do?
Take a look at yourself and you'll find some folks too.
Sweep around your own door
before you try to sweep
around
mine. Well, 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 you need to
sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep
around mine.
Another thing, yo, you're always on the telephone, putting down on someone else. Y'all know y'all do that. But you need to take a little time to stop, look in the mirror, and check yourself. And here's the reason why. 'Cause we all have sinned and come short of God's glory today. So we don't have time to spread your fame.
Sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep
around mine.
Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep
around
mine. Listen.
Put love in your heart. Well, stop going around talking about your friends.
Just clean it up.
Hey, don't you know
that that's a sin?
Clean it up.
How can you criticize someone else?
Just clean it up.
When you are doing wrong yourself.
Now I
can go.
I want to We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
That's all right. We're going to go ahead on in the name of Jesus. We want to ask that we pray for all of our sick and shut-ins, our Sister Givens and her family. Be missed. Always so used to looking over there, seeing her and her sister sitting together. And always throwing me a little kiss before she go out. I tell you, we miss her, but the Lord knows. And we want to prepare to, amen, to for her funeral, which tentatively now will be on the 8th of February because they're waiting for the grandson to come from overseas and want him to be there. Brother Carlos, we want to pray for him. He has to go on dialysis, and we want to pray for him. And thankful for Brother Crowell here today, and Brother Jones, and all of us still, a lot of us still hurting, but we're still moving, and we thank God for it. Thank God for all of you. We don't need to be a house full to have church. Amen. The Lord said, what, there two or three are together. Amen. On one accord, he said, there I be in the midst. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to stay on. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for another day. For as we come, Heavenly Father, there are many sick and there are those who bereave among us. We ask that you be a comfort to those in bereavement. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you bring healing and recovery to those who are sick. Father, please have mercy. Now, Lord, as we move on into this worship service and the preaching part, we ask that you just allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst. Grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11. And I think this is a very timely message for today. Luke chapter 11. We're going to read verses 5 through 10 with our emphasis on verses 9 and 10. Everybody got to say amen. Everybody still looking, say, hold on a minute. And it reads,